פתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה בכתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 173, עוד מ' ד'.
מ' ד'.
44. Oh, it's not exactly because we have to start from... Let's start with 42.
Item 42. We'll start with item 42. Below. This thoroughly clarifies the reason for the decline of the levels, one below the other, during the concatenation, or the cascading, of the partsufim from one another. It is because the bitush, the striking of surrounding light and inner light applied in each partsuf and always cancels the last p'china of reshimo of aviyut, coarseness that is there. Yet we should know that there are two discernments in the reshimo that remain in the masach, in the screen, after its purification. The first is called reshimo de aviyut, and the second one is called reshimo de hitlapshut, so coarseness and clothing. For instance, once the masach, the goof of the first partsuf in Ak, has been purified, we said that the last p'china of the reshimo, the aviyut, the reshimo of p'china dalet, was lost, and that all that remained in the screen was the reshimo of aviyut of p'china gimel. Yet although the reshimo of p'china dalet contains two discernments, as we have said, itlapshut, clothing, and aviyut, coarseness, only the reshimo, the aviyut of p'china dalet, had disappeared from the screen by that hizdakhut, by that purification. But the reshimo, the itlapshut of p'china dalet, remained in that screen and did not disappear from it. And the reshimo, the itlapshut, refers to a very subtle discernment from the reshimo of p'china dalet, which does not contain sufficient coarseness for zivug deaka, for coupling of striking with the upper light. This reshimo remains from the last p'china in each partsuf during its purification. And our saying that the last p'china disappears from each partsuf during its purification refers only to the reshimo deaviut in it.
Questions, guys? Yeah.
Rav, יש לי על הרשימות, בבקשה.
Rav, about the reshimo, I have two questions. The reshimo. Well, we have to deal with during the correction. We have reshimo after the restriction and before the restriction. Are all those reshimo included?
The reshimo from before the Tzimtzum is the reshimo of Malchut of Ein Sof to the degree of its desire and fulfillment upon these reshimot and with the decision of receiving in order to bestow upon that. Now the partsuf of Galgalta is built.
So what are the reshimot that are after the restriction? What did they add?
This is the reshimo after the Tzimtzum. Now you have after the Tzimtzum, it's with the decision of receiving in order to bestow. You take the reshimot, and now you make the calculations regarding them. So now the Paltzuf purifies, and you have new reshimot.
I got it, thanks. Now, we have in reshimo aviyut and hitlapshut, coarseness and clothing. Now, we have two states in the reshimo where that they are similar, dalet dalet and bet bet. What's different here?
No.
Go ahead.
Because specifically when they're not the same, dalet gimel, bet aleph is good. There's a gap, there's a tension they can work with. But when they're the same, what's happening?
So, what if they're the same? In Galgalta, there is Dalet of Yud and Dalet of Itlapshut. It receives as much as it can in order to bestow in terms of its Dalet.
So, nothing is different here?
what's different is if it's Dalet Gimel, then the difference between if the Rishimot are different, they're different how? What's the difference? Who knows? Jurayev.
The coarseness of the screen.
There are two Rashim heads. Two. There's the calculation I make according to the Rashim of Itlabshut, that the Rashim of Aviyut is included in, and I have the Rashim of Aviyut, the Rashim of Itlabshut is included in. I have two heads, two Rashim. How much would I like, but how much can I really get or contain? How much I have in terms of the Rishimo of Itlabshut, this is whatever I can really receive, this is in the Rishimo of Aviyut. How much Masach do I have?
No, you can say, as we said, that when the Rishimo are identical, it's one head, not two heads, in Bet-Bet?
Bet-Bet, yeah, I know what I want, and I know what I have.
Thank you.
Ken.
Yeah.
This descent of the degrees, what happens to the previous descent each time? What changes as the degrees descend?
The previous degree exists. It also exists in and of itself. And then there is the degree that was depleted, the Galgalta that was depleted, and there's the Ab with its two heads, the Rosh of Aviyut and the Rosh of Itlabshut, with the Guf, and this is what fulfills the Galgalta. Ab fills Galgalta because he raises his Rishimot to Galgalta, Galgalta raises these Rishimot to Ein Sof, and only in Ein Sof is there the reforming light, and this all Ein Sof works through the Galgalta to the Ab and gives the Ab the strength to realize himself. And then there is the Zivug Daka in the Rosh of Aviyut of Ab, and from that extends the Paltzuf of Ab, that because this Ab emerged, then previously emerged the Ab that's in Galgalta, right? On the way from Ein Sof. You hear that? And therefore it's called that Ab fills Galgalta. Perkin, what don't you get? Is it clear or not? This. To everyone? Good. Good. Gil, what?
He says that they lose the Rishimo of Aviyut, coarseness, but it's not clear where it's lost, because there's always a Rishimo.
No, lost. I'm old, I don't remember what happened a moment ago. You're younger, you don't remember what happened 5 years ago. And so it's lost. It's not present, and it's not in use.
But isn't the calculation about what was before? The calculation of now is founded on what was there before.
It's a the calculation according to what I have now compared with what I have before. That's the Rishimo of Itlabshut and the Rishimo of Aviyut.
So it's not lost if it's compared to that. I make the calculation according to the Rishimo I have.
It's the Rishimo that I have. Suppose in Ab I have Dalet Gimel.
So if I make the calculation, it's not lost. If I were in a restaurant,
in Galgalta, there was Dalet.
Yes.
Now I have Dalet Gimel.
Yes.
I'm working only with the Gimel.
Because I know I wasn't able to do it with Dalet.
Right. This means that it disappeared, vanished.
No Lord Pam.
Let him ask again. Guys, a bit quicker, and I'm in favor of you scrutinizing these things, but a bit quicker.
I suddenly don't understand. How come the clothing remains? How come not everything was purified?
I don't know. This is how it is. Think about it a few days and ask again, so it'll be a bit more serious. Moscow.
Rav, еще раз объясните, пожалуйста.
Right. If you can explain again, it's not so clear. How come, specifically here, only the Rishimo of Aviut, of coarseness, get diminished. And the Rishimo of clothing don't.
The Rishimo of Itlapshut is a Rishimo that comes from the light. The Rishimo of Aviut is the Rishimo of the Kli. The Kli can't contain anymore. It experienced the Bitosh of Pnim and Makif, the Or Pnimi and the Or Makif, that made this bitush, this striking on the tabu of Galgalta. And then when the bitush was made in the tabu of Galgalta, this canceled the boundary that where he decided that that's it. I purify myself. I can't contain this any longer. And then on that of youth that he has canceled came out the Galgalta and the Masach. It purifies to the Pederosh. The Rishimovit Lapshut, which is the O, the light, remains. It's not the O the way it was in Galgalta, but it's a Rishimo. That's it. Now you can say, wait a minute. Where is it? The Rishimo of Itlapshut can remain in Galgalta, the way it's passed on to Ab. How is it passed on to Ab? So we can simply put it this way, that there is a zivug done at the Pe'ov Rosh of Galgalta on the new Rishimo of Dalet Gimel. The Masach from the Pe'ov Rosh de Galgalta comes down to the Chazer of Galgalta and makes a zivug there on Dalet Gimel, on Gimel Deoviut especially. And from that comes the Peltzuf of Ab. What or does it come out with? He doesn't yet know what is the or of Gimel, the light of Gimel. He only knows what does it mean, the light of Dalet. It's like I go into a restaurant and I see that I don't have money for the main course that I ate yesterday. So what am I asking for? According to that course, according to that dish, I ask for something less. So that's called Gimel, but it's in accordance with what I have had in Dalet, that I calculate, I make my calculations regarding the Rishimot of Itrashmut that I had before. You have to take these examples as is. This is really how it happens. And then you'll understand why we're left with Dalet Itlapshut, because without that doesn't come the Peltzuf of Ab. It's not enough that he purifies to a new Aviut. He does not know toward which pleasures, and therefore in Ab spreads Dalet Gimel, and in his first Rosh there is Dalet of Itlapshut and Gimel of Aviut, and the second, his second Rosh, the Rosh of Aviut, already has the Gimel of Itlapshut and Gimel of Aviut after the calculation of the first Rosh, and then he receives inside the Peltzuf of Ab the Gimel of Itlapshut and the Gimel of Aviut. And this how it works. There are many things here, special things, but you simply have to understand that without the Rishimo from the previous state, it becomes, how to say, mindless. It's like dementia. It's like the different illnesses that elder people have, like losing their memory and so on. Yes, Danny. Every time a new Peltzuf comes out, the Keter of Galgalta is always the connection with the Creator.
Keter, the Galgalta, is in contact with the Malchut of Ensof. There is the contact with the Creator.
So he is always the guest in front of the host, no matter how many Peltzufim come?
Right.
Now, when there is a new Peltzuf that comes out, suppose now there is the calculation, the Rosh of Ab. So there's also a new calculation in the Osh of Galgalda every time?
Of course. How can it be that an action happens if it didn't happen before in Galgalda? When you are now performing a spiritual action, let's say a tiny action, all the Kabbalists and all the generations, everything that ever existed, they're all getting activated. The lower one, specifically the lower one, awakens all the degrees. That's why there's such importance on the last generation, because all the previous ones are in preparation. They prepare themselves for our action. Danny, that's what I'm trying to ask. I don't know how to kind of phrase it. There's one creature, and its thought is summed up in the highest keter. So what is all this mess happening underneath, all the lights and everything, Rav? The most distant discernments from the Creator are most important, and only we can take care of them, deal with them, correct them. Yeah, that's how it is. It's like with kids relative to us. They'll be more advanced. They'll do greater things. They'll have technology that's more advanced, more special. Yeah, that's how it is. This is the descent of the generations with respect to the matter, but there's an inverse relation between light and vessel, so they work more clearly. Well, the light of Messiah, it's the biggest light. It comes in such states, and what will be in the generation of the Messiah? The desires, the yearnings, the cravings, the forms of contact, connection, the worst kind. But somehow, nevertheless, people will try somehow to connect. It's like the friend here said, I can't see him, where they ran away, said there was a group, a great group, beautiful group, those who started with you and us, we, the nothings. That's how it is, that the young generation will discover that he is nothing, but that through everyone he is reaching himself. So, do not despair. There's a thing that constantly eludes me. The inner Ab is in the same place as outer Ab, relative to Galgalta. Rav, inner Ab is inside of Galgalta. The outer Ab clothed on the Galgalta. But according to levels, the inner Ab, Galgalta designed, established, and then it gave birth to the outer Ab. Therefore, the outer Ab that raises man and connects to Galgalta, he connects to the inner Ab in Galgalta. And the inner Ab awakens Galgalta itself, what surrounds him, and Galgalta herself awakens Mahut of himself. He has the same parts in the same places, let's say, Rosh, between the Chazev and Galgalta, Rav. They clothe one on the other. And the inner Ab is like an image, like a model of the outer Ab. Rav, yeah, that's what Galgalta carries out. But it has also a view with everything the same. Rav, if you had the correct eyes, you would look at a certain girl, and you could say that she will have this kind of son and this kind of daughter, and so on and so forth. Yes, yes, yeah. We're talking about Malchut of Ein Sof, restricted. Yes. So, from the beginning of creation, it will not receive. There's a prohibition on reception, only in the intention to bestow. Rav, yes. Now, when we talk about new Rishimo, she has a new opportunity to work a new way, where she also doesn't receive, with the intention in order to bestow. Rav, the desire in the upper one becomes an obligated law in the lower one. The desire in the upper one is the new Rishimo of the Masach, the screen. So, Dalet Gimel is simply the coarseness of youth of the screen. Rav, question. The question is, what is that thing from Peh to Tabor? That's where it receives with the intention to bestow. Who's there if the Malchut does not receive? Rav, what do you mean does not receive? She doesn't receive in order to receive, but she receives in order to bestow. In the clothing of reflected light, she receives. The restriction was on the intention to receive. This does not disappear. It stays forever and ever. But in order to bestow, Malchut is open. It receives everything. Only the discernment of the intention to receive, but the intention to bestow is there. I come to you, and I don't want to receive anything from you, because I can't see that I'll be... I just don't want to... I'm ashamed. Now, later, it appears to me that whether I'd like to... Oh, I'm sorry, if I want to make you a favor, you plead with me, you know, take it. And I'm thinking, by God, I feel bad that I can't do anything good to him. Look how much he wants, how much he labored. So I decide that I will receive, but my reception is only because you pleaded with me. And that's why it's in order to bestow. So I receive with the same, all the food, but it's called in order to bestow. And then I receive not only what you prepared for me, but also the pleasure from bestowal, which is many times greater. The pleasure from the refreshments, from the food, it's only between us. It's only a means. It's only a reason. But the pleasure we give one another, how we delight one another, this is the true work and the true pleasure. But nevertheless, it's hard to identify with this Malchut. Rav, I believe you. Yeah, because our root is Malchut and Bina. Rav, again, that's enough. 43. Item 43, page 173 in the Hebrew. The remainder of the Rishimo Beit Lapshut from the last discernment, last Bchina, that remained in each screen, each Masach, prompted the elicitation of two levels, male and female, in the heads of all the Potzofim, beginning in Abdeak, Sagdeak Ma, and Bondeak, and in all the Potzofim of Atzilut. This is because in the Patsuf Abdeak, where there is only Reshimo of Aviyut, of Bchina Gimel, in the Masach, which elicits 10 Sfirot at the level of Chochmah, the Reshimo de Itlapshut from Bchina Dalet, which remained there in the Masach, is unfit for Zivug, for mating with the upper light, due to its purity. Yet it is included with the Aviyut, the coarseness of Bchina Gimel, and becomes a single Reshimo, at which time the Reshimo de Itlapshut acquires the strength from mating with the upper light. For this reason, the Zivug de Akah with the upper light emerged on her, eliciting 10 Sfirot at nearly the level of Keter. This is because she had Hitlapshut of Bchina Dalet. And this Hitkalelut, the integration, is called Hitkalelut of the female in the men. Since the Reshimo de Aviyut from Bchina Gimel is called female, as it carries the Aviyut, the coarseness, and the Reshimo of Hitlapshut of Bchina Dalet is called male, as it comes from a higher place, and because it is purified from coarseness, from Aviyut. Thus, although the Reshimo of the male is insufficient for Zivug Dekha in itself, it becomes fit for Zivug Dekha through the Itkalelut of the female in it. Rough questions? Guys, wake up. Each one, slap the other's back. I can't hear it. Loud.
עכשיו הפוך.
Now switch the other way around. Shlomo. Ask. No, let them beat each other up. They shook the question out of my head. No, the question is, in a state of cascading down, does the vessel control the purification of the screen? Well, the vessel is in control all the time. From the first restriction onward, the vessel, the screen, the creature are in control. The creature says to the Creator, I will decide everything. And the Creator agrees. Meaning there's a awareness on the part of the vessel, how much you can bestow. Rav, of course, everything according to the calculation. Kiev. Kiev. You said half an hour ago that there's a degree before us, the Patsuf of Neshama. Can you give more details about the degree before us and why Neshama? It's not the first Patsuf that enters. There's Nefesh. Rav, Vlad, Neshama is a general name, the soul. Because to the extent that we can receive a permanent light until the end of correction is the light of Neshama. Chaya and Echida come to us only through a small illumination, as an addition, because we lack the true vessels from the will to receive in order to bestow. We can't correct ourselves in receiving in order to bestow completely, fully, only through integration of the vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal. These vessels are not real vessels. They're called Levush and Heichal. They're not inside the Partsuf of the soul, but as external vessels, as clothing, garments. Because we're not working with Bchina Gimel and Dalet in a complete way, but only through integration, partially. We don't have the strength for it. Because these vessels, these true Gimel and Dalet, are in the Sitra Acha, they're in the Klipa, the shells. And we, through scrutinies, we will extract everything from them, and what will remain in them is called the stony heart, and it will correct as well, but not with our own action, but through Rav Pealim Mekapziel, the great Zivug that collects everything we've done over the past 6,000 years and corrects the last final Bchina as well that we are unable to correct. That's it. So, what we receive until the end of correction is only the lights of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and a part of Chaya and a part of Yechida. So, because we receive the light of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, the Neshama is the biggest light we can receive permanently and fully, completely. That's why our vessel is called Neshama, soul. But at the end of correction, our vessel is going to be called Yechida. Then you'll say, I feel something in my Yechida, not in my Neshama, in my Yechida, not in my soul, in my singular unit. That's how you call it.
I want to ask about the Rishimo in general.
Yes.
The structure of the Rishimo, and also its measure, it only depends on the name or...
Well, the name of the Rishimo says where it comes from, either Gimel, Dalet, doesn't matter. Clothing or coarseness. There are many Rishimo. Rishimo from the direct light, from the reflected light, from the inner, from surrounding. Every light that comes and departs leaves the Rishimo, Roshim, an impression.
And can I, according to the name of the Rishimo, whether it's Itlapshut or Oviyut?
Well, we add, if you want to go deeper, the name is not enough. We also scrutinize the details.
And also, it depends maybe on the combination.
Of course. It's an extremely complex issue because everything is impressed and is activated by the Rishimot. Many, many kinds of Rishimot. Let's put it this way. How many elementary particles do we know today that you can find in an atom? 300-400 parts like that? Something like that. It's hundreds of particles. So this reminds me a little bit of Rishimo, that we need them all. We don't even know why they exist and what for and what's the nature of the connection between them, but they construct the atom. And not more, not less, we only this quantity. We can say that it probably must be there in order to sustain the system called the atom. And this is how it happens around the parts of many Rishimot and the vessel and the general force of reception and bestowal arranges everyone together. This is called Patsuf. Yes, Carpenter.
Always when we draw the Paltzufim, it's the realization of the Rishimo of the Nekeva, of the female. The Galgal, the purified, so...
Coarseness, Aviut.
So can you maybe describe the realization of the Rishimo of the male?
Yeah, an impression. Simply an impression. I have in my pocket $100. I go to a restaurant. Yesterday, I have an impression from what I ate yesterday of what I could get for $200. So the impression from the $200 with all the flavors and everything, it's very complex. Rishimo is a complete patsu, by the way. It includes how I received, how I made a zivug deaka on it, how this the surrounding light expands, the bidush primum makif, how it's there, everything that happened to me. All of it is an impression or record from yesterday. And according to that record, to that impression, I work. It's not that, a number remains. It's that same partsuf, except I can't work with it right now. In the way, like before, and it, for me, it serves only as an example. That's why it's called otiyot. What I had there is an impression. For me, it's a letter. It's a full measure, a letter.
There's the integration of the female in the male, and this gives birth to a partsuf. And it's not the ordinary partsuf that we usually imagine.
Why not?
It's the same. Meaning that the male is dominant here, and there is a zivug.
From this, we get only a wash. A wash. And then the female herself, from which emerges a goof.
Meaning that every partsuf contains two rishim and a goof.
Otherwise, it can't perform a calculation. It's not that, it just feels like it. I have to relate to the previous partsuf, what I've done, what I ate, how much I spent, all those things. That's a rishimot. And on those rishimot, we have to perform a calculation. I make a calculation with whatever I have today, and I see that I'm unable to keep it. I agree with what I had before. This is the meaning of having a rosh. So I agree to that, but to do it in the goof, I can't. So I take today's parameters and I make them into something which is like yesterday. So then I'm like a small child compared to the adult, and I depend on this adult, and everything I do is to withdraw from him, and everything I need I ask of him, but less of him.
And this calculation, this the coming out of the Rosh, the coupling of the on the Or Elyon, and the coming out of the Rosh.
Yes.
החשבון בראש זה תמיד ביחס לפרצוף העליון.
The calculation in the rosh, it's always regarding the upper parzuf.
It has to be in relation to the previous parzuf. Otherwise, what am I making the calculation on today? Just you tell me. If now we will erase all the reshima from you, God forbid, you're lost. You don't know how to move your hand or foot like a baby without a reshima. He can't find his, he can't orientate himself. The minute he begins to work with his reshima, begins to work, he understands, he takes his spoon, although he takes it like that until he puts it in his mouth, but out of that, he constantly receives new reshima. There's no more than reshima. Why did we come out all the way to the end and now we're coming back to Ensof? Only in order to accumulate the Oshimo. That's what we need. All the Oshimo and to bring them to the destined place. How to say it? No, it doesn't matter. That high exalted Zivug. And all the Oshimo participate with it.
Previously, I heard you saying that an Av, or the Av, has a second head, which is the Gimel Gimel, or something like that. So what? He does a calculation with himself? What is that?
After creating the Osh, the Itlapshut, he's now making a Partsuf of himself. He's got something with which to make a calculation. He makes a calculation on Gimel of Itlapshut and Gimel of Aviut.
So he does a calculation with himself?
Yeah, you can ask. Hold on, hang on. Give me a little bit of a. Where does he take it from? Did he already eat it? No. Where? How come he knows? The fact that he created the Rosh of Itlapshut, in that same Rosh of Itlapshut, he made it also with his own Pchina Gimel. Not with his Pchina Dalet, with Gimel. But he did it with the integration, Itkalut, of Gimel in Dalet. So he did it already according to his own Gimel of Aviut. And then he can also take an impression from there, from Gimel, and he, you know, on the portion of Gimel today, the fish, instead of meat, he makes a calculation.
So who is his upper that he makes this?
Rosh of Itlapshut is the upper to Rosh of Aviut and Guf of Aviut.
Him being his own upper?
Yes.
He doesn't need a paltzuf above him?
He does. He has a head above him. The Rosh of Itlapshut.
Don't the calculations always have to be regarding the previous paltzuf? The preceding one?
He's got one compared to the previous paltzuf. He gave his question, Zoshimo, to the previous paltzuf. Galgalta made a zivug within Sof, and inner Ab expanded inside Galgalta. And from the inner Ab, the outer Ab came. And in this outer Ab, you have Rosh of Itlapshut and Rosh of Aviut. Look how many actions here.
And he also makes a calculation, the Rosh, regarding the Paltzuf that will come after him, or it's always the previous one?
With respect to the previous one, relative to the Creator.
So he's always bestowing regarding the previous one, or how?
Until it's purified, there's no continuity.
So why does he do things?
He doesn't.
Doesn't he give birth to Paltzuf?
I don't know. He's performing an action towards the Creator. He doesn't have this device in all directions. When he will purify himself, it will be another action towards the Creator, and he'll perform the birth of the next Paltzuf, Sag.
What does this calculation, that he makes calculations inside himself, the Gimel Gimel, what does he need it for? Why isn't it enough for him to make the calculation regarding Galgalta?
Because in that, he doesn't realize himself. He doesn't bestow to the host. He must eat also this portion until he eats all the portions.
But the calculation regarding the host... Does he make these calculations in his Rosh?
Of course. So who else? Only towards contentment to the Creator.
But in Gimel Gimel, it's regarding the in relation to the host.
Also, even in the lowest pratsuf, that's what he does. only in the shattering when he said, I ate and I ate again. When he eats again, the second time, he does it to himself. The first time, one time in the whole process. But besides that, everything is towards the host, relative to the host. How can it be? Who else is going to do this calculation towards?
I don't know, because I was always sure that the Creator means that he is superior to you. And here, as if in the Gimel Gimel, he makes calculations on himself.
What do you mean for himself? How can he make any calculations relative to himself? But give the light myself, that's how I'm going to do it in spirituality.
So what is this calculation of Gimel Gimel?
Gimel of Itlapshut and Gimel of Aviut. Now he knows, now he decides that he is performing these actions in order to bestow contempt to the Creator. But in Gimel of Itlapshut, let's say in Gimel of Aviut. And that comes out to Ab.
In Dalet Gimel, is there no Ab?
In Dalet Gimel, I have only Rosh. Rosh of Hitlapshut. Which clothes on Rosh of Gilgalta, by the way. On Rosh of Gilgalta. Rosh of Aviut of Ab, clothes on Chazet of Gilgalta to the Peh, from below up.
So in Gimel Gimel, what comes out?
I get Patsuf of Ab. It takes into consideration only Gimel of Itlapshut and Gimel of Aviut. Yes, Moti?
What do the Rishimot include and what don't they include?
The Rishimot includes everything. Everything. The Rishimot or Partsuf, the difference between them is there a screen or no, or not?
You said that if God forbid the Rishimot disappear, then you don't know what to do.
Yeah, we see it with all elderly people or very, very small toddlers. You know, the old one is like a young one, they say. Because the Rishimot in them are such that, you know, they're light.
So regarding the ordinary The Rishimot include the avayot, the thoughts, the everything, or how?
Includes everything. You wake up in the morning, and if you don't remember what you need, if you don't have a part of the Rishimot, it's like it's erased for you. Because it's, you know, sometimes you walk for half a day, and you can't remember anything. You know that it's there, but there's nothing there. It's lost.
There are different states that happen to different people that you have thoughts that you can't get rid of.
And this is the clothing of the Patsuf. This is not Rishimot. The clothing of the Patsuf on you. It's clothed on you.
So we can say that the Rishimot, it is a source in which we as if have no choice in most of the things.
No, you can sort them out with the help of the environment.
אוכל מין משפחה כסף כבוד מושכלות פתאום אני נכנס לסביבה הם אומרים עבודה רוחנית כל היתר זה בימיות שלא שווה החלפתי את הרשימות התרשמויות
הרצון משתנה הוא רוצה עכשיו
הרצון הוא משרת
the desire changes right
the desire serves the רשימות
רוצה ליהנות
by himself he doesn't know he wants to enjoy what There are many people like that. But enjoy what? Do you want? I don't know
So
if someone wants to start studying Kabbalah and wants to change as if and come closer to the Creator and society and this and that and make some kind of change, then the Rishimot change, it's what?
Yeah.
Of course. להשקיע בהם, להעלות אותם, לממש אותם. קודם חשב להתקדם, להיות שם, אני לא יודע מה, איזה ראש הממשלה. עכשיו הוא כבר לא חושב.
והוא גם לא יהיה ראש ממשלה, כי רשימות משתנות.
And he won't be, because the רשימות change.
Okay. Fine. Where are we?
Gimel. No, sorry. The Rosh of Aviyut, when it makes Gimel Gimel, it guesses or what?
And doesn't guess. He took it from Rosh of Itlapshut.
Yeah, but he can take only Daled of the Rosh of Itlapshut.
No, Rosh of Itlapshut is built from Gimel Daled. The Rosh of Itlapshut is built from Gimel and Dalet. And other than that, Galgalta. What did Galgalta do? Galgalta. In Galgalta we have the Partsuf of Galgalta. How many Partsufim we have in the Partsuf of Galgalta?
Probably five.
In the descent we have Partsufim and the light descends, and when the light gets purified, the letters, otiot. In Galgalta herself, we have the future Partsufim. Ab, Sag, Mabon. Inside Galgalta, right? And so Ab receives the Gimel from there, from Galgalta. And it comes down from Rosh of Itlapshut and enters the Rosh of Aviyut, and Rosh of Aviyut makes all the calculations.
So what calculation does the Rosh of Aviyut make? Everything is either in Galgalta or where?
There's no calculation to make in Rosh of Aviyut. Only how much I can receive in order to bestow in Gimel of Aviyut and Gimel of Itlapshut.
So again, what's with the calculation?
How much will I eat from this portion? I need to receive something, 20% or something, right? He makes a calculation according to his data. The reception is always limited.
So what does the Rosh of Itlapshut give?
He knows exactly, that's what I need to receive. That dish, that portion. The adhesion in the Creator with a certain discernment called Lelef Hasadim or Lelef Chochma, a certain way. What is Rosh of Itlapshut? This Rosh gives me the special shape, but Rosh of Aviyut just determines how I attain it from the desire.
So Rosh of Itlapshut is the preferable state and the Aviyut is...
Not a state. What do I want? Don't you understand what is money and what is the dish itself? The aviyut, of course, seemingly doesn't care whether it receives ice cream or meat. This is something the Rosh of Itlapshut decides. Okay. What else do we have to do? I just want to plan the time.
We have until 8, and we have
7:45. Okay, so we're going to continue with that.
We have the last generation or Zohar?
Zohar is afternoon. Building the future society. You want it, or are we going to continue that? Who's for continuing? Who's for Zohar? The future society. We continue. 44.
Subsequently, there is itkalelut of the male and the female too. This means that the Reshimo of Itlapshut is integrated with the Reshimo of Aviyut. This produces a zivug de'aka only at the level of the female, the level of Bechina Gimel, which is the level of Chochma, called Havaya de'ab. The upper zivug, when the female is included in the male, is considered the level of the male, which is nearly the level of Ketel. And the lower zivug, when the male is included in the female, is considered the female level, which is only the level of Chochmah. Yet the aviut in the male level does not come from himself, but by means of itkalelut with the female. And although it suffices to elicit the level of 10 sefirot from below upwards, called Rosh, this level still cannot spread from above downwards in the form of a guf, which would mean clothing of light in the kelim. This is so because a zivug daka on aviyud that comes from itkalelut is insufficient for the expansion of kelim. Hence, the male level contains only a discernment of Rosh without a guf. The guf of the potsuf extends only from the female level, which has her own aviyud. For this reason, we name the potsuf only after the female level, meaning potsuf up. This is so because the core of the potsuf is its guf, the clothing of the lights in the kelim, and this emerges only from the female level, as we have explained. This is why the potsuf is named after her.
Questions? You want to read it again?
Again, 44. Subsequently, there is the itkalelut of the male in the female too. This means that the reshimo de itlapshut is integrated with the reshimo de aviyut. This produces a zivug de haka'a only at the level of the female, the level of prina gimel, which is the level of chokhmah called avaya de ab. The upper zivug, when the female is included in the male, is considered the level of the male, which is nearly the level of ketel. And the lower zivug, when the male is included in the female, is considered the female level, which is only the level of chokhmah. Yet, the aviyut in the male level does not come from himself, but by means of itkalelut with the female. And although it suffices to elicit the level of 10 sefirot from below upwards, called Rosh, this level still cannot spread from above downwards in the form of a guf, which would mean clothing of lights in the kelim. This is so because a zivug de'aka on aviyud that comes from itkalelut is insufficient for the expansion of the kelim. Hence, the male level contains only a discernment of Rosh without a guf. The guf of the potsuf extends only from the female level, which has her own aviyut. For this reason, we name the potsuf only after the female level, meaning potsuf ab. This is so because the core of the potsuf is its guf, the clothing light in the kelim, and this emerges only from the female level, as we have explained. This is why the potsuf is named after her.
Questions? Amnon.
Galgalta, ברור שיש...
Obviously, in Galgalta, there is the Galgalta Ab Sagma Bon as inner discernments.
Yes.
Now, in Ab, there's also Galgalta Ab Sagma Bon, or only from Ab?
Yes. 10 and not 9 and not 10 and not 11.
Meaning in every Potsuf, they're all the five.
Everyone has its own Havaya.
Two questions. To continue what Avi started, the kelim in which the lights received nor are the same kelim with the intention nor to bestow are the kelim of Malchut of Ensof. It's what Malchut of Ensof receives actually, right?
Yes, but in portions.
About the Gimel Gimel, what we read about just now, what you're actually saying is that the reception of the light on the level of the nekeva, the female, as in bet, gimel, bet, in every pertsof.
There's an integration of the female in the male and the male in the female. There's an illumination from chokhmah, but it's only an illumination.
Going forward a bit, the Nekudot spreads beneath the table because it's Bet Bet and Sag.
Okay.
Accordingly, the Ta'amim has to also spread there because it's Bet Bet.
But the Ta'amim was purified.
In Sag.
In Sag. So when did the Nekudot come out? After the purification.
Okay, but they extended to the Tabo.
Ta'amim.
Only up to the Ta'amim extend only down to the Tabo, and now they have Gimel, and they can't descend any further. So according to what you're saying, it should have been in Bet of Aviut.
Yes, and when they rise back up, it's Bet Bet. But there's no zivug that happens on the vessels below the Tabo. That's why they cannot advance. Okay, more than that, I don't want to say. You got it, right? Next. That's it. 45.
And as we have explained concerning the two levels, male and female, at the Rosh of Partzuf Ab, these two emerge in precisely the same manner in the Rosh of Sag, but there the male level is nearly the level of Chochmah, as it is from the Reshimo, the Itlapshut of Bechina Gimel in the Itkalelut of the Oviyut of Bechina Bet, and the female level is at the level of Bina from Oviyut of Bechina Bet. And there too, the Pertzuf is named solely after the female level.
But, and it's good that a friend mentioned it, why Ta'amim of Sag cannot go below Tabu? Because although there's only Bet Bet there, the light of Hasadim, right? Light of Bina in the vessels of Bina, but out of the Rosh of Itlapshut and Rosh of Sag, we have a little bit of an illumination of Chochmah, Gimel Bet, and this Gimel shines inside the Te'amim, from Pe to the Tabu, and so it cannot go down. So, although we're only taking the Lad of Hasadim into consideration, but it has the Lad of Chochmah. If the big vessels from below Taba will come, they will grasp the Lad of Chochmah in order to receive. They will grab it. So, it cannot go down there. Is that clear to everyone? Yes or no?
There the level of the male is similarly in Partzuf Madak, the male level is nearly the level of Bina, called the level of Yeshsut, as it is from the Reshimo of Bechina Bet de Itlapshut with Itkalelut of Aviyut from Bechina Aleph, while the female level is only the level of Zeranpin, as it is only Bechina Aleph de Aviyut. And here too, the Partzuf is named solely after the female, that is Partzuf Ma or Partzuf Vak, since the male is a Rosh without a Guf. Still, what I wanted to find out is the Dalet of Dalet and the Gimel of Gimel. Dalet of Dalet has a goof. It's a full Pertzuf, complete. And Gimel Gimel, he says that he has no goof.
I don't know what you're talking about. When? If you only have Gimel of Itlapshut, then there's no goof. If you have Gimel of Itlapshut and Gimel of Aviyut, there's goof. It's Pertzuf of Ab. Bet of Itlapshut, Bet of Aviyut, Sag. If you have Gimel of Itlapshut in Sag, but it doesn't have Gimel of Aviyut, then it's only the Rosh of Itlapshut of Sag.
The Pertzuf of Gimel of Gimel, it also has a goof?
Gimel Itlapshut and Gimel Aviyut?
Right.
This is Pertzuf Ab, the complete Pertzuf Ab.
So what's the difference between the Dalet of Dalet and Gimel of Gimel? Only the thickness of the Masach, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
you woke up. Okay.
He says, and this way you can learn about all the Pertzufim. The question is about Bun. Bun has Aleph Shorish. And so he actually has no goof.
It's there, only in a small illumination.
So why is there no izdachot of the parzufim there?
There's nothing to be purified there. Shorosh cannot get further purified. There's nothing less than that. Less than that is only the restriction, and that's what happens.
So the bone does have a goof.
Depends on how you call it. Also the Rosh, how to call the Rosh. If it's a view to Shorosh.
That's exactly the thing. So what follows is that this is what keeps the system running. It's like closing the circuit, or isn't it?
No, we'll talk about it later. It's not simple. We need a lot of talking. There's just something about what you're saying, but it's not for now.
What's the meaning of these names? Ab, Sag, and so on.
Those are gematria, numeric values of the letter. The light and the vessels inside the potsuf. Light and vessels inside the potsuf give us the name of the potsuf. That's it.
So it's not like acronyms.
It does. Ab is 72. And they explain to you what is 72 there. Lights and vessels, how they are interconnected to produce such a name. Each one. We'll learn about it soon. We have Moscow.
Rav. The Rosh of the female. Turns out that it builds the goof. It's a positive action that builds the potsuf. On the other hand, the Rosh of the Zachar doesn't build one, but his degree is higher. Does the potsuf and the system benefit from the Rosh of the Zachar existing altogether?
As we go up, from below up, we use Rosh Vitlapshut in order to rise higher and higher. That's it. Additionally, you can prepare questions for tomorrow morning, because tomorrow morning we have again a lesson in Russian. You hear me? All the groups. Do you hear me? Tomorrow morning we have a lesson in Russian from our studio. Okay? Kiev.
So that we say that everything is one havaya, it means that the process is the same all throughout the...
Yes.
So everything that happens to the Ab with the four Bchinot, where the Bchina Aleph, the light fills it, and down to the Tzimtzum, it also happens in all the Piltzufim in this process?
Only once in the Ensof, Jerusalem.
How can you hasten the awakening of the Rishimot?
You can accelerate the awakening of the Rishimot through the group where you will receive the reforming light. Clear? You should make sure you get more friends. Haifa.
Good morning. My question is, Baal HaSulam talks... what he says that the bottom line is that the goof with the greatest of yud has to purify himself or itself with Torah and Mitzvot. Can you explain what Torah and Mitzvot is? How can I cleanse the goof in order to bestow contentment to the Maker?
No, Torah and Mitzvot, see. Give him excerpts, they need to know what's written in the Torah and Mitzvot. Whatever, I'll tell them. It's not, as much as I said, you see, it's not convincing. It's not clear to him. Torah means the reforming light that you awaken through actions that can awaken the reforming light. And these actions are called mitzvot, commandments. Why mitzvot? Because you are commanded to awaken the Creator, so He would shine on you and you'll be able to correct yourself. This is called Torah and mitzvot. But very soon you're going to receive from Him what's written, not what I'm saying. Because there are many opinions on what is Torah and mitzvot, Torah and commandments. You yourself likely have a great deal of confusion. There's also an article about the mitzvot Oraita, Pkudim Oraita, the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar. You can read that too. Do we have a file with that's called Torah and Mitzvot?
We have a booklet called Kach Katuv.
Do you hear me? There's a tiny book, and there's an entire chapter there about it. Read about it. Read up. That's it.
Rav, do I have to relate to the bottom line of the purification of the Guf by Torah and Mitzvot, or should I look at the different conditions of the four Bchinot? What's more important?
How to purify the Guf, the body. Not to purify the body. And most importantly, it's happening when you come closer to the friends, and together with them you are working on the upper force, and through them you receive in return the reforming light, and it softens your body and it builds a vessel in you together with them, and then you receive the lights and you discover the Creator. Moscow.
Ab has the impression from the entire.
Repeat, please.
The entire light can't enter the Sof of Galgalta, and Ab has an impression from the Oviud Dalet. How can you explain that? That Ab has an impression?
The coarseness of Oviud has nothing to do with the Sof of the Galgalta, how much it received. Oviud is Rishimo. And how much it received is inner light. Oviud is the state of the Kli. And as much as received the inner light, it's the Creator that filled it according to equivalence of form. These are two different things. Okay, good. No more questions from this Kli. Enough. Moscow, I don't want to ask you anymore. You prepare questions for tomorrow morning. You can ask until, you know, ad infinitum. You need to simply study, go over the preface that we learned a while back.
The Rishimov of Yud, he says that is purified in the Bitush. When does the Rishimov Itlapshut purify?
Rishimov Itlapshut cannot be purified. It disappears when the vessel is purified. Because the vessel of the Rishimov Itlapshut does nothing to do with the action of the vessel itself.
So, as a result from how the Yud is purified, then...
Of course. If... yesterday I enjoyed myself in one restaurant. Today I walked into another restaurant. It doesn't have what the other place had. So I ate what I ate in this place. I came out. On the third day I come to another restaurant. So I'm not asking about 2 days ago. I'm asking about yesterday. I always have Rishimo from the previous Partsuf. upper partsuf doesn't influence me, doesn't bestow me. I can't feel it. Only those near me, lower than me, upper than me, and only that.
What does it mean, the Rosh of Itlapshut, from below upwards?
Rosh of Itlapshut, I don't receive, I only feel these Rishimot, and that's why it's called from below up. I receive it in rejection.
I mean, in the 10, how do you build it in the 10? Should you focus on this scrutiny and building the Rosh?
You should build the 10, or we're all connected. And later you'll see how the Creator arranges your partsuf, and it'll be very clear. Rachamim.
How does the revelation of the Rishimot make a mutual effort in order to give mutual contentment?
I don't know. You have to discover that. The revelation of Rishimot that cause a special connection, special actions. We need to awaken the reforming light. And in its light, we will see everything. Rishimot, Pulot, everything we have to do. Of course, it all happens like an assistant that's arranged. The actions, she has an idea from above down how we need to rise. So there's no problem, only awakening the light.
Why does the revelation of one Avaya disclose all the details down to the very end?
Because there's nothing other than a single Havaya.
Why? In order to bestow contentment, is it necessary for the Masach to ascend and reach the Atzilut of the Parzuf, upon which he makes a Zivug De'akah on the corrected Masach in Malchut? Why is it so?
Otherwise, we'll have no connection with the upper light and the coarseness together. He has to be included of them both. No, that's it. Okaji Yakimoto. Have a question? Where do they have such a Japanese name, Okashi?
Nakash.
No, what does he have such a
Japanese name?
You know him. The question is, why is the Rosh of the Parzuf determined according to the degree of the Nekeva?
Because that's the main thing, the Aviut, the Nekeva, the female, it's the most important. The male surrounds the female. Surrounds meaning serves the female. This is the meaning of how women are seemingly like that, because it's because of the concealment. The more we advance towards correction, you will see also in humanity and in everything, you'll see women that are starting to be more powerful, more demanding, and they do more.
So, maybe, what does the degree of the Paltzuf determine in relation to the relations, advancement? I mean, the Nekeva influences the degree of the...
Of course, that's the main thing. What do you want?
Practically wise, or how? Because we say that we make the calculations in the Rosh, and this is what dresses in the Guf.
That's what's written. Listen to Sarah, because it's a Patsuf. Abraham and Sarah, she's the coarseness, he's the clothing, and he has to serve her with holy actions. You have to go according to the degree of coarseness in you, covered with a screen, of course.
Rav, with your permission, I'd like to say something to the friends and to you. Previously, a friend said about a certain He wanted to get impressions from the friends, and I wanted to say on part of the friends, and especially on his part, thank you, Rav, for giving us the 10, and that we can see reality this way. And he's a very special person. So thank you, Rav, and thanks to our friend.
Thank you. I'm very happy that we came to a certain grasp in the term. We don't understand how important it is. But that's it, really. Just to hold on to that until the end of correction. This is the Havaya. This is the skeleton of Havaya, where the Creator is revealed. It's simply where you have the beginning of the vessel, of the kli, and you have to just establish it, arrange it, correct it, until the Creator will be revealed in it, according to equivalence of form. That's what we have. So I'm also extremely happy that we came to a state where we are working in the Havaya, with the Havaya and the group, and that's how it will be. No, what's left for us? What do you want? What did you say you have? Oh, Passover instruction. Okay. So, first of all, we need to, next week, not this coming week, the next week, this week is also kind of a broken week, as elections and everything. Next week is the Passover preparation. Pesach, Passover comes Friday of next week, of the following week. So we have the checking of the chametz, the burning of the chametz. We need to learn to prepare the articles gradually. What does it mean to prepare the Passover? What is Passover? What is, how do we burn? What for? All, each and everything. You will find it. We have it. I'm not going to look for it in your place. This is your job and your duty. Okay? So we need this to be properly organized, nice and well. Okay? Now, we have... Do we have representatives of the American Congress or not? I can't see them. I can't see them. American Congress and Mexico Congress. Leo is upstairs and I'm here with respect to content. Content first. Yeah, friends are working to present to you the content. We have all the lessons with all the topics. Mexico or America? Both. Do you have lessons? The lesson plan, okay?
So in details, also the schedule of the day, the songs, whatever you can. But the songs is one thing, but the schedule, more or less, and the lessons. So that's what I'd like to see, and that it'll be organized. Give me a document. Just send me a document, something, you know, normal that we can work on and correct. He's coming. Oh, he gained some weight here, huh? Okay, so we finished putting together all the lessons, both South America and North America, and those in between. We are now translating them to Hebrew. You'll have one Word document with the entire flow. Also, the schedule for the congresses is almost done. And then after, during the week, we will meet with you and review it. And if it's okay, we'll give it to the teams to start working. Okay. Do I already have a schedule of where do I appear in Mexico? We don't know yet. There's still a few details to do there. Yeah, because I'm meeting some Jewish communities there. Maybe it's not the same hours that they expect me to give a lesson during the week. But besides that, okay, we'll organize all of that. All right, thank you, Leo. So, make it soon. We'll do it soon. Because I'll tell you, after Passover, I am going to a vacation right away. And then when I get back, 2 days after, I'm already going to Mexico. So, I don't know if we're going to have time to work on the schedule and all that. Let's try to do it now until Passover. Okay? Okay, good. Very good. So, who's responsible for the trip to America? You don't know? Gilad Shir? Yeah. So you're responsible, yeah? Okay, so if I need to give a package directly to the Congress, can I give it to you and you'll organize it? Yes. Great. So come to me, I'll give it to you. I have something specific that I need to send over there. Okay, good. So now we are going back to preparation for Passover. Who's doing this?
Shapira.
Okay. This is what I saw. He's always sleeping. He prepared himself. Please.
Godem.